This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's February 16th, 2007, and here's Jesus.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. Linda and the Nazarene aren't available this morning, so they asked me to make these comments. The current situation in the afterlife is causing discourse between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Yes, even between the greatest love in the universe. This dark time is causing problems between these two wonderful individuals. Let me tell you what is going on. There is an executive at a certain TV network who is completely aware of us, that knows that we are truth and that everything we say is truth, and that he should help us, that he should have his network support us. Jesus has been trying to reach this individual for the last 2 years or more. He has been visiting him every day and trying to reach him and trying to get him to accept us and help us and have his network sponsor us. He won't, because if he does, there is someone very dear to him that will turn on him, that will desert him and will have nothing to do with him if he helps us. So this man refuses to do the work of God, refuses to help us, because this one that is so close to him will turn on him. Mary Magdalene wants Jesus to use his power to make this man do what he wants him to do, what he wants him to help us do. But Jesus won't. And this is making Mary Magdalene very, very angry. And they are arguing about this constantly. Each time this argument occurs, Jesus takes Mary Magdalene in his arms and says to her, "My beloved, you must understand, we can never make them do anything. If we do that, we will be as bad as the creatures of darkness. We might win in the short term, but in the end we will lose. Everything that is done for us must be done completely and totally of their own free will. When they have to suffer, when they have to give up something that they love, when they have to do something that they don't want to do for us, they must do it freely and completely, because they know that by doing it, they will actually save the person that they will be cut off from, that they will be giving them eternal life rather than eternal death. We cannot become like the creatures of darkness. We must be what we are. All that is done for us must be done for us, because those that do it of their own free will, because they love us beyond anything else, and they love what we are doing beyond anything else. We cannot be like the creatures of darkness. We cannot force people to do things. We cannot make people to do things. No matter how easily we can do it, if we can do it with no effort whatsoever, if we can make a person do whatever we want to do, we cannot do that. They must do for us because they want to do for us. They must suffer for us because they want to suffer for us. Because suffering for us brings the glory that will make mankind be forever, not just a short time." And Mary Magdalene tries to understand, but it is very hard for her because she is still human, and it is hard for her to understand the ways that are from beyond this world. The only hope we have of stopping this discourse between Jesus and Mary Magdalene is solving the problem, either reaching this particular executive and having him do God's will, or having someone else do what he is supposed to do. It is the only way of saving mankind. This person is the key to the salvation of mankind, of saving earth. Without him, we will fail. There is no question of it. So either we have to reach this individual, or we have to find somebody to replace him, and we are very short of time. Time is running out. We would like to see this discourse between those we love so much stop, but the only thing that will stop it is when Mary Magdalene knows that her children will be saved, that mankind will go to the stars, and they will not die here in misery on earth, and the human race disappear. Until we can solve this problem, until we can deal with the situation that is happening now, we would fail. There is no question of it. And we need this person. We need him very much. And we don't know how to reach him. If somebody could tell us, we would appreciate it. If someone could reach this person and tell him, you are destroying mankind because you love some material person so much, you will destroy all the world for them. This is a very terrible thing, that this person loves this person so much that he will destroy her soul forever. And this seems to us a very, very foolish thing.